Governor David Ige was invited by the Exchange Club of downtown Honolulu to report on the state of the state. He says Hawaii is ranked as the healthiest and most livable state in the nation, has low unemployment, has created 14,000 jobs, and is currently in the sixth consecutive year of record visitor arrivals and spending.
Hawaiian Airlines is currently flying between Narita and Kona three times a week. In the first 6 months of this year, arrivals are up on the Big Island by almost 10%. And most importantly, visitor spending on the Big Island is up $500 million. And Japan Airlines will be coming in with daily service to Kona in a week or so.
The governor says tourism will likely continue to set records next year. He then talked about his administration's accomplishments in returning public schools to the community, building 6,000 affordable rental units, and providing permanent housing for the homeless. He was asked by luncheon attendees about his solutions for creating high-paying jobs for Hawaii's youth, and finally, how he's different from Congresswoman Colleen Hanabusa, who intends to challenge him in his bid for re-election.
If you vote for me, you are voting for a proven administrator, an executive who understands the challenges of running the state of Hawaii. And I kept the promises that I made to you 3.5 years ago in a real way.
Chelsea Liu from the Waikiki and Ala Moana area asked the governor that question.
Governor Ige spoke to one big difference between he and Hanabusa, and that was his experience as governor. He's saying, if you vote for me, you're voting for what I've accomplished thus far for the state.
But Bob Pafsi of Kailua says he has no preference for Ige or Hanabusa.
I would be neutral on that. I think they both come from the same side of the aisle. I think we need somebody from the other side of the aisle. I've lived here for 55 years, and I've only voted for one person who ever actually won, and that was Linda Lingle.
But Judy Slosky, who lives on Round Top and works downtown, says the governor will get her vote.
He seemed to answer every question that was posed of him, even though some of them were confrontational. He didn't back down. And he approaches the state with business instead of just a career politician. I like that about him.
Candidates seeking elected office in Hawaii can begin filing on February 1st. The primary election is August 11th, less than 1 year away. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.